In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Night at the McElwines on the Hooks Marsh estate in Tottenham, 13-year-old Jodie plays a shooting computer game with headphones on. She hears the noise and looks round. She pauses the game and removes her headphones. She gets up off the sofa and walks out of the room. She heads along the corridor, then stands in the open doorway to another room. She rolls her eyes. She takes a lit spliff from the fingers of a dozing man, Johnny. She pours water onto the spliff.
Jodie, what you doing?
You're gonna burn the flats down.
The bed's all wet.
Come on, Dad, let's change your pajamas.
As she pulls back the covers, a woman is revealed, lying in a pool of blood. Johnny's hand shakes. Jodie gawps.
Mom?
Leah!
Blood trickles from a wound in her chest. A uniformed cop brings Johnny a cup of tea in his kitchen. Johnny sits opposite DS Ronnie Brooks.
Please, carry on, Mr. McElwain.
Still in his dressing gown, Johnny's blood-stained hands tremble.
Leo always went to bed first. She's an early riser. I'm a night owl.
So your wife was asleep when you got into bed, yeah?
He nods.
We ain't married. Passed her 6 times.
And you're sure the front door was locked?
Jodie always locks it when she comes back from work.
She works.
Ronnie and Jodie are with DS Matt Devlin.
Burger place on the high road.
You're 13.
My dad ain't worked for a long time. My mum's just lost her job. Someone's got to pay the rent.
Jodie, did you lock the door when you got in?
I don't know. My mate borrowed me this game. I couldn't wait to play it.
Right, so someone could have got in while you were at work or maybe when you were playing the game, yeah?
Dad's deaf in one ear. If he sleeps on his right side, he can't hear nothing.
How long's your dad had a drinking problem, Jodie?
He don't drink.
Well, that much shaking isn't down to shock, surely?
My dad ain't no wino. He's got a mess. The only thing that helps is a smoke.
Of cannabis?
Yeah. I skin up enough to get him through the day before I go to school. He can't do it himself because of the shaking. Sometimes he waits till Mum's gone to bed. And then he has too much and...
The door was locked when you got in, wasn't it, Jodie?
Pretty Jodie, who wears her reddish hair in a ponytail, nods.
Dad was out of it. I thought Mum was asleep. I got rid of the weed because I know what you lot would think.
When the social worker gets here, Jodie, we'll need you and your dad to come down to the station, OK?
Daddy's little helper, eh?
Yep. I had one just like her.
Standing in the half-light cast by the street lamps, Ronnie frowns a moment, then walks away. Matt watches him go, then sighs and shakes his head. An aerial view of the Thames running through London. A caption, Law, shots of the characters in various scenes. Bradley Walsh as DS Ronnie Brooks, Jamie Bamber as DS Matt Devlin, Harriet Walter as DI Natalie Chandler. Another caption, Order, Dominic Rowan as Senior Crown Prosecutor Jacob Thorne, Freema Agyeman as Junior Crown Prosecutor Alicia Phillips, and Peter Davison as Director of CPS Henry Sharp. Law & Order UK. This episode is called Deal. Day. Johnny drinks a cup of water in a police interview room. He puts it down, his hand shaking.
I swear to God, I don't remember anything.
That happens a lot, yeah? Blackouts, memory loss.
I'd remember killing the woman I love.
Well, you said yourself you'd been smoking.
It's medicinal.
It's illegal.
Do you have any idea what MS does to you? Some days I can't even feed myself. It's the only thing that helps.
And what does your girlfriend make of your drug use?
She's anti-drugs. So was I till I got this disease.
And did you argue about that?
Sometimes. Most of the time, I'd only smoke when she was at work.
But she just lost her job. That must have been hard, you know, you under each other's feet all day long, you needing a spliff and Leah having a go.
It wasn't like that.
And you couldn't work at all, Johnny?
I'm on invalidity benefit.
While your 13-year-old kid brings home the bacon.
Jodie doesn't mind.
Yeah, I'm sure she loves skipping school to flip burgers.
I might not be able to look after my family like other dads, but I didn't kill Leah. She was my rock.
Tears fall onto Johnny's trembling hands. Outside in the corridor...
The door was locked when Jodie got home. I mean, I know he doesn't seem the type, Ron, but there is no other explanation.
And no gun. We searched that flat from top to bottom.
Well, maybe Daddy's little helper moved it.
Matt, the man could hardly hold a cup of water, never mind shoot someone.
Well, someone shot her. Listen, Jodie was the only one earning in that household, but they could afford life assurance on Leah Brown. Never missed a payment.
His policy's dated a month ago.
Because that's when Johnny upped it from 15 grand to 50. I mean, that doesn't look good. Upping Leah's life insurance a month before she gets shot.
A month ago, Leah had just lost her job. If she wasn't the breadwinner anymore and Johnny was dying, maybe he wanted to secure Jodie's future.
Yeah, or maybe he had one spliff too many and hatched himself a plan to live out his last days in luxury.
Yeah, and then he shot her with his invisible gun. Oh, come on, boys. None of this is making any sense.
Oh, it's called ballistics. That bullet's got to tell us something.
At the police firing range...
The bullet the pathologist pulled out of Leah Brown's heart is a 9mm.
And what type of gun fired it?
Not a gun, starter pistol.
Let me guess, Olympic BBM.
You've read the latest newsletter?
From cover to cover.
I wrote the article on converted firearms.
No. Really?
Blonde Danny and Matt share a flirty look.
And for those of us who missed the meeting?
Sorry, yes. Costs around £8 to buy on the internet. Very popular with London gangs at the moment.
So, home conversion, yeah?
Yeah, basic B&Q toolkit would do it. They come in fluorescent orange.
Great. There's some gangster waving a Dayglow gun around.
Well, most of the ones Trident Retriever, Sanded Down and Respray Black. Then they go for a monkey.
And what's the range?
That's the weird bit. The bullet was fired from at least 100 metres.
Sorry, 100 metres? That's not possible.
Look, what does it matter if he sleeps with the windows open or closed? You got the scumbag that shot her.
If it didn't matter, we wouldn't be asking.
Yeah, it was closed.
Right, well, the kid reckoned that the mum and dad had a running battle over it, and the mum liked it open.
So that night she lost.
Well, Socco found a whole load of unknown prints on that window. The results should be through about now.
They're with uniform PC Wheeler.
Look, I've had this cold 3 weeks. The room was like a freezer.
So you closed the window?
Look, I'm getting married on Saturday. My fiancée will have my guts if I look like bloody Rudolph for the photos.
In Johnny and Leah's bedroom, Danny examines the blood-stained bed.
I took the angle of trajectory, factored in velocity, drop rate.
Mm, cut to the good stuff, love.
Don't mind him, he missed lunch.
Oh, here. Not me.
Oh, tar.
He only eats the blue ones, makes me pick them out.
And the green ones, goes towards my five a day, right?
Do you want to know where your shooter was?
Yes.
Up there.
I found this shell casing. Just right of the line of fire under the McElwain's gaff. Your shooter was standing right here when he fired the gun.
They're in a block opposite the McElwain's.
Went all the way across the estate.
Well, somebody in the flats must have seen or heard something.
Well, this floor and all the floors above it are derelict, so don't count on it. And there's this blood.
How fresh?
Spilt in the last 24.
Could be our shooters.
Yeah, also no marked smackheads.
It's mostly crackheads come up here, actually. They buy from the trap house on the 10th floor and then they come up here to use.
I grew up here, didn't I?
Ronnie and Matt raise their eyebrows.
I take it the drug dealers disabled the old buzzer system then, eh?
Keeps the traffic flowing.
So anyone could get up here?
Yeah, anyone could, but who'd want to? Just junkies and skets. They pick up Johns down by the underpass.
Yeah, you're putting off a punt and I'm rattling as it is.
We could go somewhere warm and cosy.
The hooker smiles.
Like the station.
Look, all I saw on the landing last night was a couple of kids. 12, 13 tops. One of them was with business. What a little cocky little wanker he was.
Can you describe them?
Brunette hooker Kima narrows her eyes and fidgets nervously. She turns her head and looks awkward.
We've got a lovely cell, bench, open toilet, the works. You can even stay the night.
Mixed race. The little one had, like, cane rolls. And the bigger one...
What, you know him? He might be a witness, that's all.
He's Shannon's kid.
Shannon?
No, I don't know her last name. She lives in Nightingale. She used to work around here with the rest of us and she stopped working a couple of months back. I reckon she must have won the lottery because she still managed to school every night.
30-something Shannon opens her front door to Ronnie and Matt.
Whatever it is, I didn't see nothing, didn't hear nothing.
Actually, it's your boy Caden we want to talk to.
Well, he's out. With his mates, so you have to come back later, yeah?
She tries to shut the door, but Matt stops her. He gives her a pitying smile. She looks down, and they enter the hallway.
Did you hear me invite you in?
It's all right, love. We ain't vampires.
Does Caden have a mobile?
You answered the phone to your mum when you were 13, did you?
When he was 13, the pips were still going before you put the money in.
Look, I've got to be somewhere, yeah?
Well, I'm sure the crack houses don't shut for a few hours yet.
A photo.
That Caden, is it?
What do you think?
Where does he go when he's with his mates?
No idea.
Well, I'll bet it ain't the scouts, is it?
He'll be ours yet, yeah?
We're not in a rush.
Matt joins Ronnie on the sofa in haggard Shannon's dingy living room.
What comes after S in the alphabet, Maddie?
T.
That'd be nice. Got any blickies?
Having put her coat on, an anxious-looking Shannon sways on her heels in front of them, then frowns. She purses her lips and grits her teeth.
Number 9, he hangs out there sometimes.
Ronnie, in a beige raincoat and Matt, in a black overcoat, head along the walkway of a derelict-looking block on the estate. They arrive at number 9. They find the door unlocked. Matt pushes it open and leads the way inside. The place is completely messed up, with graffiti on the walls and rubbish everywhere. Some ripped sort of drapes dangle in the sunlight, shining through the dirty windows. Ronnie dons some plastic gloves as he toe-ends a full rubbish bag. Matt spots a drawing of death holding a scythe on the wall. Ronnie picks up a makeshift crack pipe. He puts the grimy plastic bottle down, then points to the ceiling and heads upstairs. Matt crosses the room, stepping over a filthy mattress on his way to the window. Upstairs, Ronnie goes through a doorway. Somebody bolts along the landing behind his back. The young hoodie runs downstairs.
Matty! Caden Blake! Hey!
Matt grabs hold of fresh-faced Caden, whose coat hood falls down. Matt takes a black woolly hat off Caden's head as Ronnie comes downstairs. In a police interview room with his hat back on, Caden smirks, unflustered.
Why'd you run?
Thought you were someone else, innit?
Is someone after you, son?
No.
What were you doing in a crack house?
Caden can't help but smile.
You and a friend were playing on the landing of the 12th floor of the same block on Tuesday night, round about 11.
Playing?
Hmm?
Not me.
Someone saw you.
But Caden, we just want to know what you saw when you were up there, all right?
He's told you you weren't there.
Well, maybe you weren't supposed to be out, Caden, yeah?
You're not in any trouble.
I wasn't there.
So where were you?
Chicken shop. My boy Chase.
Chase who?
Chase Wade.
Look, Caden, if you're lying because you're scared...
Scared? Carla's scared to you.
He rises and glares into Matt's eyes.
Okay, mate, calm down.
Touch me again, you're murked, you get me?
He's told you where he was, end of. Come on, Caden.
We haven't finished here, actually.
Yeah, we are. ain't got nothing to help me with.
No, you are right. You're free to...
They can treat me like some pussy.
To go.
That's no witness, Ron. That's our shooter.
And you let him go?
Oh, Gov, look, we've got nothing to hold him on.
You think this kid shot Leah Brown?
We have a witness puts Caden Blake on that landing in that tower block the night Leah Brown was shot.
Maybe Caden saw someone waving a gun about and got scared enough to keep his mouth shut.
No, this kid's not scared of anything.
Oh, come on, boys, let's get real here. This isn't some kitchen knife he's nicked out of a drawer. We're talking a 500-pound firearm.
Or 80, if he did the conversion himself.
Our witness also says she saw Caden with another boy and has given us a description.
Yeah, and Caden said he was hanging out with his mate Chase Wade at the chicken shop.
Find out how many pieces he's got in his bargain bucket.
At the chicken shop?
Thank you.
Ronnie's got a bargain bucket.
Since when did people stop calling their kids Jane and John and start calling them Chase and Bonquisha?
Oh, since this country got obsessed by celebrity. Little Bonquisha's parents wanted to be a pop star. With a name like Bonquisha, she is hot to trot, baby.
Yeah.
Well, anything?
Yep, 12 pieces and chips on the house. Fantastic.
You do know that's meant for a family of five, don't you?
Well, if you wanted some, Matt, you only had to ask.
I like my arteries with blood flowing through them, thank you very much.
Fair enough. So, little Bonquisha in there was working the night Leah Brown got shot and every night since. And she reckons she ain't seen Caden or Chase all week. Top.
On the estate with Marcy Wade.
Is Chase in trouble?
We need to know where he was on Tuesday night.
He was supposed to be helping out here on the project. Only he skived off.
Well, Caden Blake claims that he was with Chase from around 7 until midnight.
What's Caden done
well,
now?
Well, we think he may have been involved in a shooting.
If Chase was with him, I would swing for him.
Well, what time did you get in on Tuesday?
10-ish. Chase didn't get in till 12:30. I grounded him for 2 weeks.
So he could have been with Caden.
Standing before a work-in-progress mural, she nods.
Chase had a cut on his head. He wouldn't talk about it. I had a go at him about fighting. Chase had been doing well at school. We started hanging around with Caden, suddenly we're getting letters home. Staying out half the night.
Well, did he ever come up with an explanation why he was so late on Tuesday night?
Look, I told you, we were just chatting to some girls at the chicken shop.
Well, not according to the owner. She reckons she hadn't seen you or Caden for over a week. Now, how'd you get the cut on the side of your head?
Just walked into a door.
You know about DNA, right?
Yeah, seen it on Dexter.
Well, the sample we took from you when you first came into the station was for DNA. And we're going to see whether it matches the blood we found on the landing in the tower block. Any minute now, an officer is going to knock on that door and bring me the results of that test.
You want to tell us the truth, Chase? Because if you keep lying to us, we won't be able to help you.
Chase, I didn't bring up a liar.
It's not a game, Chase. Leah Brown was shot dead in her bed.
It's your last chance, son. We either hear it from you, or we charge you and Caden with murder on joint enterprise.
Chase eyes the door nervously.
I'm not going to let you throw your whole life away for Caden Blake. Do you hear me?
Ronnie receives a brown envelope from someone at the door. He carries it back to the table, makes sure that Chase sees the confidential stamp on the front, then goes to open it up.
Caden had the gun.
Ronnie puts the envelope to one side and eyeballs Chase.
He put it against my head.
And why would he do that?
Because Murky told him to.
Murky?
Mark Ellis. Everyone on the estate knows who he is and what he does.
I didn't want to be in his gang no more.
You're in his gang.
Does this gang have a name?
TKC. But I never hurt no one. All I did was move the food.
Okay. Go on.
He got us to clip packages and run them out to the shutters.
So how many other kids were working for this murky bloke?
I don't know, maybe 9, 10 of us.
So I'm there trying to keep you lot off drugs and he's putting it right into your hands.
How long were you doing this?
A couple of weeks. But I knew it was wrong, Mum. I told Caden I was out. But Ellis told him to fix it.
And how was Caden supposed to fix it?
With the gun. He shot once, but he missed. He wasn't meant to kill that girl's mum. It was me he's supposed to kill. Then he pointed the gun right here.
He points at his forehead. Marcy grimaces.
He pulled the trigger. Only the gun got stuck.
Matt frowns at Chase, who wears an anxious scowl.
I thought I was dead.
Merc E, real name Mark Ellis, has been investigated over the last 4 years for converting and selling firearms and for 2 gang-related shootings, but he's never actually been charged.
He's lucky.
Yeah, well, let's hope his luck is about to run out.
Thank you. I'll have that. He's sweet enough. Mark Ellis, by the way, has been running his own little drugs empire for the TKC, and he's using younger and younger kids to move the drugs around the estate because we can't charge them.
And they're easier to intimidate, less likely to talk.
Kids or not, Henry Sharp takes a hard line on gun crime.
Right, but this shooting's accidental. I mean, it's not murder.
Leah Brown's death was accidental, but Caden intended to kill his friend.
They stop talking as Jodie leads Johnny slowly through the office. Alicia stands up as the pair leave. She folds her arms.
We've got Chase's statement and the witness. It's enough to arrest Caden on suspicion of the manslaughter of Leah Brown and the attempted murder of Chase Wade.
What about Mark Ellis?
He didn't fire the gun.
He put it in his hand. I mean, Chase told us that Ellis ordered Caden to kill him.
Hearsay from a 12-year-old isn't enough, Matt. Until you get me something on Ellis I can use, we charge Caden.
Ronnie and Matt are on the estate with Shannon.
This is harassment, man. I've had the 5-0 outside my gaff all day.
We're looking for Caden.
Is he with Mark Ellis?
Just his mum. What do I know?
She strides off.
You see, now, pigs and rozzers I can handle, but all this feds and 5-0 malarkey, I blame what's-his-face. P. Daddy.
It's P. Diddy.
I knew that.
I don't know, when I was a kid, if your parents weren't perfect, there was always an auntie or your grandma to look out for you, but she's all that kid's got. She doesn't give a toss about him.
Matt, she's an addict.
Her choice.
Yes, and the choice to stop using is the hardest one of all. So, we need to pick up Caden, right? And we need to find Mark Ellis. We've got to see where he set up his new shop. And I'm guessing we're in the right neighbourhood. So, sooner or later, Caden's going to clock in. We catch Ellis in possession, and we get them both, yeah?
Night, they're with an entry squad on the estate.
You're sure Caden's in there?
Surveillance hasn't mentioned the flat around lunchtime. He hasn't left.
Once you're in, the priority is Caden and then Mark Ellis, in that order. CO19 are on standby. First sign there's any guns in there, I want you lot out. You ready, Gianni?
Yeah, yeah.
Gianni is a scrawny-looking unshaven cop in plain clothes. He dons a black hat and steps out from around the corner of a grimy brick wall. He heads towards the crack house. Ronnie and Matt follow him, leaving Natalie by the wall. The entry team scuttle through the shadows around them, across the estate. The armoured entry team arrive beside the door as Gianni reaches for it.
Yeah, who is it?
All right, mate. Murky records, you can sort me out. I'm looking for Roxanne.
Ronnie and Matt enter the crack house as the team rough up the addicts inside.
Take it easy, yeah? Red off! Get the bed now!
Take him now!
Leave that!
A wiry young man with cornrows scans around, gawping.
Mark Ellis, I'm arresting you on possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence. If you do not mention
my question,
something
my hands look empty. You're not seeing.
You do, sir, of course.
Where's Caden? Evidence.
I am an unknown Caden.
Listen to me. Where's the boy? What have you done with him?
You know, stepping on my face again, see if I go get murky, little bitch, see?
Cuffed Mark tries a headbutt, but Matt dodges and punches him.
Right, Matty, that's enough, son. That's enough. Gianni, take him down.
Right.
Now try and take me money now, all right?
All right.
Open on the top floor, outside of the
lad. Well, keep looking, lads. Caden.
Downstairs in the kitchen, Matt finds a padlocked door and tries the handle.
Caden? I need a Jimmy! In the kitchen now!
Matt jimmies the padlock off and opens the door. he finds Caden chained up in the dark cupboard.
Oh, my God. It's okay. It's okay, yeah. Shit.
As Matt hunkers down, Ronnie arrives in the doorway.
My client had £1,000 exactly in his possession. You know as well as I do, he's got no legal requirement to explain how he came by it. Convenient.
He has the maximum allowed amount as the three other members of his gang.
You really have no grounds to hold, Mr. Ellis.
Well, there is the matter of how Caden Blake was found.
You know that boy, and follow me around. See how a man like I am big brother, you know?
God knows, kid like that could do with a mentor.
A mentor who chains him up and locks him in a cupboard and then uses him to intimidate his employees.
Mr. Ellis has no employees. He is, in fact, unemployed and currently claiming job seeker's allowance.
Well, I bet the benefit office would love to know about his little empire dealing crack, then.
You know, I think you have Iron Man confused with someone else, you know.
Right. Well, then maybe you wouldn't mind explaining to me what you were doing in the dealing room of a known crack house.
You know what? Iron Man was after a bit of personal. I hold my hands up, seeing?
You were collecting your cash.
As my client hadn't made any purchase, proved by the fact no drugs were found on his person, you can't link him to any illegal activity occurring in that flat.
No. Caden can.
Caden? I'm not gonna say nothing. Understand?
Caden's in another interview room.
Are you sure you don't want a solicitor, Caden?
You don't need one.
Caden?
Chase has told us what happened that night in the tower block, Caden. He has also told us that you work for Mark Ellis and that Ellis has given you orders to kill Chase. We have an eyewitness puts the pair of you on that landing 5 minutes before the shooting, and we have Chase's statement. We have just about everything we need to charge you with the attempted murder of Chase Wade and the manslaughter of Leah Brown. But if you are under orders from Ellis, that changes everything.
Do you mean it changes everything?
Caden could get a reduced sentence if he gives evidence against Ellis.
You understand, Caden?
Yeah, got nothing to say, innit? But, Mom, just keep it shut, Caden. Look, that Chase kid is lying. Caden don't work for Ellis. They just found that gun in the park. They're just messing around, playing. You know what kids are like, innit? Isn't that right, Caden?
Shannon eyeballs Caden, who looks down, drained of all the bravado he showed before.
Yeah. It was a game. No one made me do nothing.
As long as Caden claims he acted of his own free will, I doubt we'll convince the jury otherwise.
So we just send Ellis home. He'll set up shop somewhere new within the hour.
We've got no choice, Matt. There's nothing that we can charge him with.
You've got to make Caden talk.
Well, Matt, I've been around the houses with that boy. There's no way he's going to say a word against Ellis.
Right, let me try.
I was in there, Matt. It's not going to happen.
So what do we do then, yeah? Just give up. Job done.
Come on, Matt.
No, it's okay to get angry about child labour if it's happening on the other side of the world, but no one gives a shit that it's happening right here and now, thanks to scum like Ellis.
Of course we care, but if we can't prove that Ellis is running the show...
They're just kids. They should be playing football, eating sweets, not waving guns around, selling crack.
Matt walks off exasperated. At the Crown v. Blake plea and case management hearing in court.
My Lord, the Crown requests the defendant be remanded to secure local authority care.
We have no objection, my Lord.
Then your wish is my command, Miss Phillips.
Outside.
Caden does realise they have locks on the doors where he's going.
They don't have Shannon. Blake sort of sold it to me.
Me too. Looks like we're on the same page.
Don't count on it, sister. Application to exclude my client's interview. He was denied legal representation.
With Judge Prentice.
Caden Blake and his mother waived his right to legal representation. The defendant offered up his confession freely.
The defendant is 13 years old. His mother was high on crack. Neither of them were competent to waive legal representation.
The police get waivers from drunk drivers every day of the week.
Miss Blake wasn't waiving her own right, she was waiving her son's. Miss Phillips should have disregarded that waiver and stopped the interview.
My Lord, Mrs. Blake appeared compos mentis. What are we supposed to do? Whip out a drug test?
The Crown has a solid case against your client, Ms. True. It appears you are just looking for a way to muddy the waters. Application is refused. The interview stays in. However, I would feel happier knowing the boy has had a full psychiatric evaluation prior to standing trial.
To a psychiatrist?
One of the elders in the TKC got shot on the estate. I stood this close to him.
He shakes his head.
There was so much blood, man.
What did your mum say when you told her what you saw?
Nothing.
Do you go on with your mum? How do you feel about her using drugs?
Ain't her fault.
Whose fault is it?
If I wasn't around, she'd be okay.
Did she tell you that?
Just get off my case, yeah?
Caden lives in a world where young men have severely limited options and no basis for hope.
They don't all turn out to be killers.
Of course not. Some are lucky enough to have parents or teachers who provide an alternative view of the world.
Caden has Shannon Blake.
His relationship with his mother is emotionally abusive.
He told you that?
He didn't have to. She told her own child he's responsible for her drug habits.
SCP Jacob Thorne is with Henry Sharp.
That kid didn't stand a chance with a mum like that.
He killed an innocent woman, Jake. Don't go all soft on me now.
I'm not. I just see where he's coming from.
Your mum going on about the lack of grandchildren, is she?
Bouncing me on and he was enough trouble.
Persuade the kid to give evidence against the dealer. In return, we drop the attempted murder charge.
Alicia and Matt pass some phone boxes.
We tried to convince him to talk. He isn't interested.
Because Ellis had him too scared to open his mouth.
And his mum isn't exactly helping. Are you certain Caden was acting on Ellis's orders when he pulled the trigger?
100%.
If we convince Caden that we have a case against Ellis with or without him, maybe he'll be more willing to speak out.
Well, we can't even prove Caden was working for Ellis in the first place. I mean, that bloke's got more lives than my cat.
Have you got a cat?
Yeah. Lucky Luciano, 17, never had a scratch on him.
What about Chase Wade? Maybe he witnessed something we could use.
In interview at the CPS...
Caden made me wait outside. He'd go in, get a package, and then tell me where to deliver.
How did you get paid?
Caden gave me the money.
So, for all you know, you could have been working for Caden.
But I wasn't. I was working for Ellis.
Chase is a good kid. Ellis still managed to get him involved in his gang. If you don't stop him, what chance have these kids got?
Chase, did you ever see Ellis hurt Caden?
Chase looks at Marcy, who nods. Chase screws up his face.
I saw the bruises. One time, Caden was collecting the packages from the shutters, and he took some cash. Ellis went mental. Locked him down for a week, beat him bad.
No wonder Caden's covering for Ellis. He must be terrified.
Not for himself. Reckoned that he didn't do exactly what Ellis wanted. His mum was dead.
Caden's devoted to that woman. Not that she deserves it. A couple of months back, before I knew it was trouble, Chase brought him home. Kid hadn't eaten in days.
Are you saying his mum wasn't feeding him?
With what? She spent all their benefit on crack. I heard she owed a load of money to her dealer, too.
Mark Ellis.
I wanted Caden to stay with us, but he said Ellis would get angry. And he don't want nobody messing with him.
What do you mean?
One time I found him on the stairwell. He wasn't breathing. I called the ambulance. Ellis went mental.
What? He was angry with you?
He said I should have called him instead. And then he wanted to know what hospital Caden was at.
Jacob nods and smiles thinly. Alicia and Matt are at the hospital.
He was in cardiac shock. OD'd on crack cocaine. The boy was covered in cuts and bruises.
Did he say how he got them?
It was a fight to get a name out of him. Wouldn't tell us where he lived or who to call.
Right, but you called social services.
Of course. As soon as we got him stable.
Then why did you release him?
We didn't. The uncle showed up all concerned. When I took the social worker up to talk to them, the bed was empty.
They left?
Disappeared into thin air.
Right, but what did this uncle look like?
5'10". Cane rose. Gold tooth with the letter M on it.
Matt breaks into a sly smile.
You can't just wander into A&E, grab a 13-year-old child from his bed.
Not without facing charges for kidnap.
The boy went with him of his own free will. No one forced him.
We're talking about a 13-year-old child. Mr. Ellis had no legal authority to take the boy anywhere, willing or not.
Well, chatbot, of course I do. I'm his legal guardian, seeing?
Shannon Blake is Caden's legal guardian.
Mr. Ellis had Shannon Blake's permission.
You don't believe me? Go and ask her.
On the estate...
Look, ask Mark Ellis to keep an eye on Caden. It's no big deal.
Mark Ellis is a drug dealer.
He ain't all bad. At least he's teaching him a trade. It's more than school does.
Dealing drugs is not a trade.
It is to the kids around here. Oh, it's the only way they're going to get the sort of life to see on MTV, isn't it?
Yeah. If they're given no education or self-worth, absolutely.
You think it's easy living here?
No, but it doesn't mean you give up. You get up off your ass. You make sure your kids grow up knowing right from wrong, spend their days in school, not hanging around drug dens.
Caden's dad ain't about, so someone's got to look out for him.
That's your job, Shannon.
Look at me. I can't even make a cup of tea till I've had a hit. So who do you think he's better off with? I can't go now.
She looks at them pleadingly, then runs off through a nearby doorway out into the estate. Jacob and Alicia are in Henry Sharp's office at the CPS.
Do you know what I think? I think she sold her own son to pay off her drug debt.
Crackhead logic.
If junkies like Shannon Blake want to kill themselves, let them. Hand them drugs on prescription, then dealers like Ellis are out of a job.
The Daily Mail better hold its front page. CPS prosecutor wants crack on prescription.
Well, we're not winning this war. Kids like Caden outrunning drugs, innocent people shot in their beds, and we can't even get Ellis banged up for kidnapping a child.
Well, before we lobby government to legalise drugs, let's try a different strategy.
I'm not sure we've got many options left. Ellis is still on the street because he's good at what he does. He never handles the drugs. He makes sure the kids he uses are too terrified to speak out. Caden's never going to admit that he was working for Ellis.
Everyone has an Achilles heel, Jake, even little boy gangsters. I bet this kid doesn't know what his mum did. Maybe he should.
Shannon's in an interview room.
Are you joking me?
It'll prove to the jury that Caden had no choice, that he had to follow Ellis's orders.
I didn't give my kid to Ellis. What sort of mother do you think I am?
I know exactly where you are. You can blame it on his absent father, or the drugs, or the school, or your hood, but it all amounts up to the same thing. You failed that boy on every level. And you have one chance to make things right. You give evidence against Ellis, and Caden could be home in 2 years.
What do I get, eh? Bullet in the head.
We'll get you into witness protection. A new start somewhere else, and when Caden comes out, you can be a family again.
Caden took that gun up there. He pulled the trigger. And he killed that woman. So you send him where you want. I don't give a toss.
In tears, Caden watches the interview on a monitor.
Okay, you win, Miss Phillips. Manslaughter. Section 73 agreement.
I'll get it drawn up.
Night, on the estate.
Bam! True story! She swallowed my youth them! No!
Matt arrives with some cops.
Why are they made to welcome round here, you get me?
We ain't staying that long. Mark Ellis, I'm arresting you on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. You do not have to say anything.
Let's go court. I make that little white ghost, you hear me?
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Pity gun, man, I want.
Crown v. Ellis. Caden makes a statement via video link to the courtroom.
Chase wanted to leave the crew. Ellis said no one leaves the TKC alive. He gave me a gun. Told him to take Jay someplace quiet. And lick him down.
You mean kill him?
He said put the gun here.
He points to his head.
And shoot.
And you followed his instructions?
I tried, but I couldn't do it. Chase was my mate, innit? First time I missed on purpose. Second time, the gun jammed.
If it hadn't, would you have killed him?
I didn't want to. I was scared.
You could have gone to your mother, or the police.
Like, Fitz is gonna help me.
You could have run away.
People got no clue, innit?
Make us understand.
Matt's in the room with Caden.
Caden, you need to tell the court why you didn't just run away.
My mum owed Ellis money for drugs. She gave me to him to pay off a debt. Told him he could do what he wanted with me.
What did she mean?
Said I could work for him.
She knew he was a drug dealer?
Yeah. She knew. It was okay at first. I just had to run packages around the estate, keep the other kids in line. At night, I slept in one of the crack houses.
How long did you live like this?
I don't know, weeks?
How long were you supposed to stay with the defendant?
As long as your mum needed drugs.
He nods.
And if you went against Ellis?
He said he'd put a bullet in my mum's head.
Caden sobs. He bows his head and covers his face with his hands.
No more questions.
Matt stands up and pats Caden's shoulder. The youngster looks up at Matt in tears. In court, Mark's on his feet.
Members of the jury, on the charge of conspiracy to murder, have you reached a verdict upon which you are all agreed?
Yes.
Do you find the defendant, Mark Ellis, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Indignant Mark eyeballs Marcy, who's in the gallery, also watching Johnny and Jody share a hug. Mark's brief is disappointed. Alicia spots Matt, who nods and smiles. Some of Mark's gangsters scan around menacingly. Mark smirks and licks his lips, revealing his gold tooth. Ronnie arrives in the emptying courtroom.
Matt! She had a baby boy, £9 exactly.
No way.
Yes.
Congratulations, Granddad.
Thanks.
So, what time's visiting?
I'll go tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Let's get Caden down to camp first.
What, and miss your grandson's first day on this planet? Shut up. I'll drop you off en route, pick you up on the way back. You can show me the photos over a Chinese.
All right, I'll buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, call Sarah. Tell her you're on your way.
I will. Thanks, mate.
Great news.
Matt leaves Ronnie in the courtroom. Alicia and Matt walk either side of Caden on the pavement outside the courthouse.
What you did in there took balls, yeah?
They stop by a parked car.
Is my mum here? Did she come?
I'm sorry.
Look, Caden, you got a chance to change your life in there. With or without your mum. It's not like jail. I bet you get your own Xbox.
Across the road, a black car pulls up. A gun is aimed out of the window.
Get down! Get back!
Matt pushes Caden down, then takes two bullets in the chest. The car pulls away. Caden sits up. Ronnie's there.
Matt! Matt!
Flat on his back on the pavement, Matt struggles to look at the wounds in his chest. Blood seeps across his light blue shirt. Caden gawps at him from the railings nearby. Ronnie hurries over and hunkers beside Matt urgently as Alicia climbs to her feet. Still in black robes, various courtroom staff hair along the pavement in panic. Matt chokes on blood pouring from his mouth. A uniformed cop has also been hit. Ronnie takes off his raincoat and drapes it over Matt. Ronnie pats Matt on the cheek and looks over his shoulder, shouting for an ambulance. Alicia's expression turns from shock to horror as Matt's eyes rove blankly. To be continued. ITFC Audio Description.